Let's pray. This is from Psalm 86. For we are poor and needy, Lord. We're so often disillusioned about things because of our sin. You, Lord, know our true state and our true needs. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer according to your graciousness and your will. Preserve our life, for we are your children. We know there's nothing in this world we can trust for salvation, for security and provision. And only you have the words for eternal life. Save your servants who trust in you. You are our God. Be gracious to us, O Lord. You have made us your own children, and we approach you as dearly loved. And to you we cry all the day. Gladden the souls of your servants. Thank you that the deeper we trust you, the deeper our joy becomes. To you, O Lord, we lift up our souls, and in you we put our trust. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. We don't deserve your love, but you pour it out, forgiving us in Christ Jesus and enabling us to know you and understand your goodness. Give ear, O Lord, and listen to our pleas for grace, not because we deserve it, but for your glory. I ask you, work all things out for our good, whether it's anxiety in the face of life's uncertainties, loneliness and isolation, financial difficulty, relational stress, or as plain as the busyness of our lives. Ours, along with the sinfulness of this world, causes much distress. May our first response always be to call on you with confidence that you'll hear and will answer. There is no one like you, O Lord. Nor are there any works like yours. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite our heart to fear your name, that we may rely on your faithfulness. Give us undivided hearts, that we may revere your name above all else. Use the challenges and difficulties we face to draw us closer to you, to deepen our confidence in your goodness and trustworthiness, and to grow us in our understanding of who you are and who we are to you. What more could we want? What more do we need than for our easily distractible, easily dulled, easily divided heart to be united for one glorious purpose: to worship and praise you with everything that we are and have, to fear you with affectionate reverence, to love you with all our mind and body and heart. We give thanks to you, O Lord, our God, with our whole heart, and we glorify your name forever. Amen.